we've explained what motivated Rav Avraham ben Rambam to move his first midah that he discusses Darchei Avoda. Darchei Avoda has to come hand in hand with midos. According to Rambam, without midos, you don't get anywhere in this world. And the first midah is midas rachum, chesed. Than any other, that defines the Jew. When Avraham Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that he identified him as the one who will begin Klal Yisrael, Ki Yedatif, I loved him, I chose him. Kasher Yitzaveh is one of the Beso Achrof, that he will command his, he'll pass on a certain message to his children. That's a tzedakah u'mishpat. That the midas hachesed was so deeply ingrained in Avraham Avinu, he passed it on to his children. And that is what Klal Yisrael. And that is what defines Klal Yisrael, midas hachesed. But there's something else, midas hanedivos. That means being able to give to someone that I have no obligation to give them. I'm doing it just as a genuine chesed and stuff. I'm not paying a debt to anyone. And getting gets into a deep idea of a human being. How he views himself, his place in the world, and for what he's living. He lives for himself, or he lives for others. He lives for HaKadosh Baruch. First of all, the world is built on chesed. Amarti olam chesed yibane. Chesed means I do something for someone just out of a genuine desire to benefit other people. He said, Nedivus kamtsonus, Dvarim shemen odom l'chavera. Nedivus mechayev, sheyetiv anodiv im zuloso. And some people, the midas kamtsonus. What is the midas kamtsonus? That you can't think about another human being. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Chava. It says like this. Vayoma Hashem Elokim lo tov heyos adam levado es lo eis a connector. What does tov mean? It means for a person to live by him. If there'd been one human being in this world and he'd do everything he's supposed to, he would be incomplete. He'd be missing the Midas HaTov. Midas HaTov is an essential Midah, that thinking about other people. And when human beings live by themselves and for themselves, it is destroys the human being. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Lo tov." He's not gonna. And the Gemara in Yevama says, "Hashari beisha shari beli tov." What does that mean? Does not have the midas hatov of being mative to another person, which is the essential building block of a human being's midas tovos. Essentially, knowing how to be mative to other people, that you don't live for yourself. Number one, and that is. Kamtsonis means I don't owe him anything. Why should I do anything for him? Who is he? And says this is the Midas HaTov. There's Olam Chesed Yibane. Now, that's the first thing. Yes. But there's Bizbuz and Chisachon. That's something else. Kamtsonis and Adivus are between you and other human beings. There's some people who spend a fortune on themselves. It comes to spending money on another human being, giving to another human being, they count every penny. I forget, many years ago when it was easy to go to Kever Rochel, I was once walking out of Kever Rochel, and a bunch of Arab people selling all sorts of shtus for heaven there to all these tourists were there at Kever Rochel. And people were spending money here, there, and every shtus in this world. Then someone came up asking for an Adova, a Jew who had been there davening, needed money. Oh, I have a 20 agorot in my pocket. I said, here, they're throwing money left and right because they think it's for themselves, something they'll never use and never need. Giving who knows what parnosa to this Arab, who would be, if he had the option, would stab you in the back. But, because when they're spending themselves, no limit. Spending on somebody else, so be careful. That's the difference between nedivus and kamtsonos. Nedivus is shaleo maoras hatori, shiye odom meitiv mzuloso, and don't spend money only on yourself. Spending money on other people's needs builds your neshama. It builds your neshama. Now, he says, what is the midah of the devil's comes from? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives everyone gifts. Some people it's a gift of money. Some people it's a gift of koach hashpah. If you view everything that you have in this world as a matnas elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to you. So you're going to ask yourself a question. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give me this? It means somehow HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects me to use this in his service. If I view the money, I made the money myself. So I should give it to someone else. But if I made the money because it's a matnas elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the money as a gift. So the question, so why did he give me a gift? Just so I should spend $1 million on a fancy automobile. That there's no need for. And I mentioned last time, Feinberger's chasna, I was in Miami yesterday with a certain individual. He showed me his $4 million cars. He says, but they're very fuel efficient. He said he saves $20 a week on gas on fuel. But the question is, why do you have it, and what are you going to do with it? It's a whole different attitude. On the divos hamulelas, any rak b'momer u'mitnas ketzer bilvad, gam b'koach hashpaso v'chachmaso v'monoso shalodo. His hashpa and his chachma. That u'shiyei ha'odom meitiv mima shechanonu Hashem yisala, v'mi shetzorach l'tovos. Okay, someone needs it. I have good political connections. And I can help someone with my good political connections. That's one of his examples. So, do I owe him anything? Will I lose anything? No. It's a desire to help people with what you have. He says, I have tremendous chachma. And I can impart that chachma to people. So, there's a mitzvah to teach Talmidim, if you have the ability. Okay. Now, let's take a look at Avram Avinu. Vayita Eishel Bevesheva. So what does it say? The Pasuk says here. Avraham Avinu had his problems getting along with Avimelech. And then Avimelech comes to make a bris. Avraham Avinu settles down. But Vayichzru bris b'veshava, Vayokam Avimelech, Ufichol tzar tzvo, Vayishuvel Eretz Plishtim. They went back to Eretz Plishtim. So what does Avraham Avinu immediately do? Vayita eishel b'veshava, Vayikrushom b'shem Hashem kelola. What is Eshel? He made a place for people to eat, to drink, to stay. He didn't put up a five-star hotel and charge them and make money on it, no. Just plain chesed. Why did he do that chesed? Because Avraham Avinu, Al yidei osa eishel nikron shmor shal kodesh baruch hu alo kal chol olam lachash ochum v'shosim. After they ate and drank, omalahem, he said, birchu l'mi shachaltim, give a bracha to the one who ate his food. So he had the ability to be mative to people, and he had the koach hashpah. And the moment he settled down in a permanent place, what did he do? And say, but don't think that's what it was. So Rabbi Avraham ben Aram says the same thing Rashi says. He says, that's what it says. Okay. And that's a nefesh hasha also b'chol. When he was in Choron, what did he do? He went around sharing his emuna with other people. Now the Rambam Sefer Mitzvah says that comes from the midah of Ahava. That if you're an ohev, you want to talk about that which you're an ohev. And what is a nefesh hasha also b'chol? He says, what does Uncle say it means? Yeah. The people who he made meshubit to the Torah in Choron. He had a lot of talent. Avraham Avinu says, "Oh, I have a lot of talent. I'm going to what?" He says, "It's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have to use it in His service." He was bedosa. Okay, now the Lot. Lot was a confused individual, but Lot did grow up with Avraham Avinu. So what did Lot? So all of a sudden, Lot was a confused individual in the sense of as follows: that he saw wealth in Sodom. And on the other hand, he saw evil in Sodom. But he was so lohut after his wealth, he cared so much about his money, that I don't care how bad the people are. But that doesn't mean he forgot the lessons he learned by Avraham Avinu. And he even endangered his life for it. So even though it was against the laws and the rules of Sodom, Hachnos Zorachim, two people come to town, Hachnos Zorachim. That was so deeply in the culture of Avraham Avinu that Lot, who grew up there, followed in his path. Avraham Avinu was a Vatrim b'Mamono. These three people came to his house. As far as he was concerned, there were three dirty pagans, and he told them that to wash their feet because he thought they worshipped the dust on their feet. Very primitive pagans. And he's giving them a shulchan malachim. Sees people tired, hungry, thirsty, and give you whatever you need. Shekachoyim in Hogam. That's what his meaning. I'm not going to give you, what did he say? I'm going to give you, okay, some bread and water. Nobody said. Well, Haboko wrote Avram. He took a nice young calf and shechted it. Chemo, butter and milk and beef and veal, everything. And he served them. They did the same thing. Lot went running after them. Please come, please come, please. And he himself made the food for them. Avraham Avinu was wealthy. Exceedingly wealthy. But what does he say? When he confronts the Melech Sodom, Melech Sodom says, Vayetze Melech Sodom l'krosso. He saved everyone. And Vayomer Avraham el Melech Sodom, Harimotzi Yodi L'Hashem Kelel Yom Konei Shemayim V'aretz. Emichut V'Atzoch Na'al V'Makach Mekol HaShaloch. I'm not going to take anything from you. Why do you say that? I don't want anything from you. I did what I had to do and I was supposed to do. And since I did what I had to do and I was supposed to do, I don't want any reward for it. You do what you're supposed to do. And you don't look at all. There's a mitzvah that you somehow can make money of. A good businessman, every opportunity he has, so I'm going to make some money off of it. Avraham Avinu did a tremendous thing, but he did it for the mitzvah and says, fine, I don't need the money. Now, he says, where does this come from? Where does this come from? Comes from emunah and bitachon. Number one. That means a person who blessed them with wealth. And how does he view his wealth? As a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So if I do with it what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do with it, I'm not nervous that I'm going to lose anything. And that's it. If you take a look in the Shonim, when they talk about the Yisr of Geneva and the Yisr of Geneva's Das and all sorts of dishonest ways of making money, so it comes from a lack of bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you thought that your success in business is going to come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you're not going to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reward you for violating his rules. You play by the rules of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because you understand the money came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you're not going to lose because it's you're doing with his money what he wants you to do with his money. You're doing with your talent what he wants you to do with your with the talent that he gave you. And therefore it comes from a very deep sense of the Emunah and Bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, something else. The question is, it talks very much, a person with money has to look at what the purpose of his money is, and where it came from, and what he's supposed to do with it. Where it came from, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's supposed to do with it, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the center of that focus, then what does he think? I have to spend $1 million in an automobile. And this gentleman had 4 automobiles in his driveway. Each one was worth $1 million. So what's the man thinking? What's he thinking? That the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him tremendous wealth He did something, I don't know what it was, he explained to me what he did, and he was in the plastics business, did something that went went over the top. And as such, something that went over the top, he was totally a so the purpose was just that he has these $4 million automobiles in his driveway. There's a lack of understanding what this world's all about when you do that. Okay. Nivus b'chochma. Okay. And what a purpose of chochma I have is to share it with other people. But Chazal tells us an interesting thing. If you feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a lot of chochma, and the purpose to share with other people, Chazal say, in the end, you grow from it, and nothing will, and you don't get hurt. Okay, now. Very deep idea how to view the world, what he calls the midas hanedivos. Now we come to another mida, arichos apayim. Goes through mida and mida. The Rambam writes Hilchos Deis. In each mida, how do we know which midos is supposed to have, supposed to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Halachta B'drachah? But the question is, Halachta B'drachah, Mahu Chan and Afatach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unbelievable. What do I mean? And if I'm not a Balchest like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm a Vata, the mitzvah of Halachta B'drachah? No. He says, has his idea that there's a midah beinonis. There's a minimum amount that I'm supposed to use, called the midah beinonis. But then he says there are certain mitzvahs, certain midos that are so bad. But yesh dayel she also lo laodem linug behem bebeinonis el yisrachik min hakotzer ha'achar ay hakotzer ha'achar. You have to go to the extreme. One is gaiva, and says ma'od ma'od hevish faruach. The other is kas. Hey, says hakas mida ro'o hi ad lama'od. It is a very bad mida to the extreme. For ro'i lo odom shi yisrach mimenu ad hakotzo ha'acher. And he has to go to the extreme. So Rambam viewed kas ke rachum v'chanun. So first you begin with rachum is chesed. Rachum. Chanun is giving it b'chinon. Erech apayim. And in the Rambam's view, that's one of the two midos that you don't go the middle path, you go to the extreme. He says, as follows. A person has to, how do you get to the midah of Erech HaPayim? So a person has to have an inner calmness. If you have an inner calmness, so that you're able to be in control of your midos and your actions. Because a person has to work in a way to get to that calmness, internal calmness, and control his emotions and control his actions. And you're able to judge things in their proper prevention. On the other hand, certain people are born with very excitable tendencies. What I'm saying here is different people are born with different natures. fact that I'm born with such a nature doesn't mean I have to stay with that nature. The Torah identifies certain midos as midos tovos. Torah identified certain midos as midos raos. And told you, this midah is tov, develop it. This midah is ra, if you have it, suppress it, eliminate it, or redirect it. No person is without control, in the end of the day, control over his midos. He has to work on it. And v'zeh shomer shlomo, tov erech hapayim migibor, umosha barucho miloch hiriyah. Controlling your anger, controlling your ruach, is a greater feat than conquering a city. Mishyeshu yecholus lishot al kaso lichboshes yitzu. He says, he sheishlitas koach haseichal al koach hayetz. He says, what does that mean? It means, I look at a situation. I look at it with my seichel. When I look at it with my seichel, what's going to control what? My seichel is going to control my yetzer. My yetzer is going to control my seichel. That is where kas comes from. The control of the seichel over whatever tendency I have, and you have to work on it. It's not that you're just cold and don't care about things. No, you care about it. Some people don't have anger because they couldn't care less about anything in this world. They're just tuned out to the world. Other people are tuned into the world, but then in control of themselves and control of the reactions to the world. Okay, now. Then he says something. I mentioned it a few weeks ago. And most of Shmuel's people ask me for the, I quoted the Rambam, it's the Rambam or Nevuchim, but he says it here very explicitly. Kaas and the Kaas is going to lead me to the coma. And that all comes from a lack of Bitochen and HaKadosh Baruch. Why? But let's see what he says about kas and the koma. Lo sikom lo sito. What's the difference? Lo sikom lo sito. Lo sito means you do something to somebody. Lo sito means you don't do it, but you have a deep grudge in your heart. It's inside of you. It consumes you. It destroys you in the end. And now, here, we'll get into Metz and Shemblinetta next week. He spends a lot of time on Rabbi Chosa Bayim, probably more than on anything else, because, again, in the Rambam's world, the two worst midas that a person has to struggle to control are Gaiva and Kas, and he gives countless examples and countless explanations. Metz and Shemblinetta next week. Thank you.